Welcome to Mill Spouse Matters, the podcast dedicated to encouraging military spouses. I'm Jen McDonald, and I was a military spouse for nearly 30 years until my husband's retirement. I'm also now the mom of an active duty son, a longtime writer for the military spouse world, and the author of the book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. I created this podcast to bring you inspiration as you navigate your own military life, which can be amazing while also challenging. Whether you're dealing with a move, deployment, raising military kids, keeping your military marriage strong, or employment issues, we're going to talk about it. Military spouses, we're only stronger together. My goal is to bring you realistic hope and support for your own Mill Spouse journey. Hello, and welcome to episode 54. This is Jen, and I'm so glad that you took your time to join me today. Whether it's your first time joining me or you've been with me for a while, I'm really, really thankful that you're here. And I hope that you can find something useful or encouraging. And always you can go back and listen to past episodes if you're looking for a particular topic. Just a reminder, you can always find any resources mentioned or the show notes for each episode at millspousematters.com. Just click the podcast tab. And you can find there's a library of all past episodes if you're just looking to scroll through that real quick, or you can find more detailed show notes and resources as well as ways to subscribe. And you can find the podcast on any podcast player you're using, which you've obviously figured that out, but we're everywhere. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, etc. So it helps the show so much if you subscribe and then you don't miss an episode and leave a 5-star rating and review, and I will give you a shout out. Also, I wanted to mention my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. If you have read it and enjoyed it and can leave a review on Amazon, that helps so, so much. I don't, you know, if you're a writer, you know that putting yourself out there and having a piece of work out there and having people respond to it is such a helpful thing. And it also helps bring it in front of other readers. And so that would be greatly appreciated. In fact, I will share a couple of reviews that really mean a lot to me. And, you know, it's one of those things where the thing with social media and things like this are, it feels a little self-indulgent to be sharing, you know, what people's response is. But on the flip side, I do want to give a shout out to listeners and readers and just let you know how very much I appreciate your notes, your emails, your comments, your messages on social media. Here are a couple of recent reviews of my book from Yasmina. She says, best book ever. The only book that helped me get through TDYs and deployment. I've read this book at least 4 times, and it honestly makes me feel better after reading it. It's with me everywhere I go. 10/10 best book, heart. Thank you so much. That means a lot. And I don't necessarily think it's the best book ever, but I'm just like so thankful that it helped you and has helped others. And then Daniel says, the encouragement every male spouse needs. Military life is far from easy. Every day presents a new challenge. Jen does an amazing job guiding readers through these unique obstacles and offering the friendly reminder that we're among a community of military spouses all feeling the same feelings. If only there was more to read, because this message never gets old. And stay tuned, because there is another book coming. I promise. I keep saying that, but it's coming. So thank you for your kind words. Like I said, they mean so much, and anything I can do that helps you, I am grateful and humbled. You know, it really is just chalked up to years and years of experience, and then now I'm hoping to pass on to you some of the things that I've learned, and mostly to just encourage you wherever you are. I also wanted to give a shout out to listeners from me just starting this little podcast every other week in 2018, about September 2018 to now. We went from, I was thinking, you know, a few people I knew might listen to it, to 25,000 downloads at this point. And I don't take any of those lightly. It's just kind of blows my mind. I want to give a shout out to some places where you guys are listening. US, obviously, all over every state, which is awesome. Hello to the friends and listeners in the UK, listeners in Germany, our Canadian listeners. Where else are we? Japan, Belgium, Guam, Spain, Korea. Shout out to the folks listening in Ireland, Norway, Mexico, Australia, Taiwan, Netherlands, France, Kuwait. This is just from the past couple months. Czech Republic, South Africa, Portugal, Honduras, and Indonesia. Some surprises there. Also Russia. Hello, I guess. I'm trying to figure out how some people found me. But yeah, thank you for listening. Truly, wherever in the world this finds you, I hope that you're doing great and I appreciate you listening. So this week as I'm recording, it is election week in the US and it has not been decided as of this time. So it's been a little bit crazy. I hope that things are going okay for you. It was also our oldest son's birthday and he was turning 29, and that brought back a lot of, every time one of my kids has a birthday, I kind of look back over their baby photos and just go, wow, where did the time go? Which is so cliche, but it's so true. He'll be 30 next year. I'll be the mom of a 30-year-old. And even though I have a granddaughter, like, I don't know why, that just makes me feel so old thinking like, wow. And that's older than a lot of you listening. So I love ya, but wow. So we are just here in Texas, just trying to live our lives and hoping that there won't be too much unrest and that we can all get back to normal, and thinking of all of you affected by COVID and what you're going through. So just hang in there to all of us, right? So I wanted to tell you about a really awesome giveaway. This is a giveaway for military spouses. It's on Instagram and it's being sponsored by Milso Care Package. So it's MILSO_care package. Here are a few details about that. And I will also be posting this on the Mill Spouse Matters Instagram. Basically, what it is, it's 18 military spouses who've gotten together to create a care package for MILSOs over the holidays. From books to shopping credit, cozies, and free classes, this care package is made for the Mill Spouse in mind. If you've been dealing with a deployment or had a delayed or extended deployment, PCS move, it's just time to spread a little love and treat you. So this is a care package giveaway. And all you have to do is follow Milso Care Packages, MILSO_care packages. And everybody that account is following, I think there's like 19, super easy. It's just the contributors. And then click on the link and follow the instructions to enter. And tag somebody that you think would also enjoy it. So looking through the list, there's $50 credit to some companies, bracelet, free subscriptions, the deployment masterclass free, my book for free, some stickers, all kinds of really good stuff. Yeah, go check that out. On this episode, I am talking to Casey Jones of Yellow Ribbon Box. If it's not clear, I want to make sure and mention this is a care package for military spouses who are separated from their spouse, whether deployment or just separated for whatever reason, training or TDY. It is not a subscription box. There's some of those too, and that's something completely different. This is a nonprofit. So she will talk more about details of how you can either request a care package for somebody that you know or for yourself, or even units getting together to get care packages. And basically it's a box of goodies. They have masculine and feminine boxes that you can request. And I think really right now with the holidays coming up, this is an amazing time to look into this. If you know somebody that could use one, or even if you could listen up and find out more about it and also hear about her experience coming from being active duty to a military spouse. So again, thank you for joining me today. And let's get right to my talk with Casey Jones of Yellow Ribbon Box. So hello, everybody. Today, I am super excited to be talking to Casey Jones of Yellow Ribbon Box. So Casey is a veteran and also the spouse of an active duty Air Force member. When she decided to separate from active duty herself in order to spend more time with her daughter, she knew she wanted to continue to give back and serve. And that's when she decided to start a small nonprofit that supports military spouses and military spouse and veteran-owned businesses. Yellow Ribbon Box Incorporated is a 501c3 Texas nonprofit corporation. Their mission is to support military members, veterans, and their families. One way they do that is through their Yellow Ribbon Box care packages. These care packages not only boost the morale of military spouses, but they also showcase products created by military spouse and veteran-owned businesses. You can connect with Yellow Ribbon Box at yellowribbonbox.org, on Facebook and Instagram, and we will link to all those places in the show notes. So welcome, Casey.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad to be talking with you today and sharing a little bit more about what you're doing with listeners. So I'm really excited to be talking with you today. And I usually like to start off asking guests to share a little bit about their background as a military spouse, but I would love for you to talk about that and also being a veteran, as well as a little bit about your family.
Absolutely. So I spent 4.5 years on active duty as an Air Force officer. So that was January of 2015 is when I came into the Air Force, and I separated from active duty in July of 2019. I met my husband when I was on active duty. We're both in the same career field. We're lawyers, or as we call it in the military, judge advocates or JAGs. Mm-hmm. And when my husband and I met, he was a single dad to my stepdaughter, who was a year old at the time. Mm-hmm. And as we sort of grew as a family of three, we realized that this mill-to-mill life, particularly with us being in the same career field, wasn't what we wanted for her, because she was always, you know, one of the first kids dropped off at daycare and one of the last kids to be picked up. So, you know, given where he was in his career, he'd been in longer than I had, closer to retirement, it was sort of an obvious choice for me to separate and be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
So that's where my active duty career ended and my military spouse career began.
And that's pretty recent, 2018. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So a little, like a year and a half, not quite a year and a half yet. And I was pretty hesitant to be the military spouse. I had been the military member. I'd worked really hard in my education. I had a master's degree and a law degree. I'd mm-hmm. been pretty successful as an officer. And I was like, I don't know if I want to be the spouse, especially with, you know, I had very little military background. I was the first one in my family to join. So all I really knew about military spouses were some of the negative views that I'd heard. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I just told my husband, I said, look, if I'm going to be a military spouse, I'm going to be the best military spouse there is, whatever that means. I don't know what that means yet.
I'm going to crush it.
But I'm going to crush it as a military spouse. So we moved to Beale Air Force Base, and my husband had moved before me. I was at Scott Air Force Base in Southern Illinois, finishing out my active duty commitment. And I joined him here, and I just said, what can I do to get involved? And you've been at Beale before, so it's a pretty small base. There's not a lot to do. And I jumped right in with our spouses club and volunteering at the thrift shop on base. And I really started to love the spouse community. The spouses were running this base. You know, yeah. I was coaching soccer, and all of the coaches were spouses, male and female spouses. You know, the people running everything, they're running this base and everything that's going on behind the scenes. And I was really in awe, and it totally shattered all of the different stereotypes that I'd heard. So I was like, okay, I want to do more. I want to give back in another way. What can I do?
And is that where you came up with the yellow ribbon box idea?
Exactly. So my first go-to is, right, I'm a lawyer. I have a legal background. You know, maybe I can do something in that realm. Maybe I can mm-hmm. do legal advice or legal aid, but I'm licensed in the state of Pennsylvania. It's really hard to switch your licensure. So anything mm-hmm. that I wanted to do would have probably quickly become a malpractice suit, because I wasn't licensed to practice in the state of California. So I thought, okay, what else am I good at? I'm good at being a lawyer. And then I always get compliments when I do like a gift for a baby shower or a birthday. I like to put together nice baskets and kind of a theme. And mm-hmm. so, okay, if I can't do legal stuff, I'm really good at giving gifts. So how do I work that in? And I started looking online, and there are tons of different nonprofits that send care packages to military members, mm-hmm. but there's not any really that send care packages to the spouse. So that's sort of where the idea developed. Okay, how can I send them a care package? What should I put in it? How do we make it look nice? You know, what's the box going to look like? And I had this idea in my head. I want it to be really bright, you know, really bright color when you see it. So I came up with the color yellow ribbon, and it just all sort of evolved from there, kind of over a weekend.
Oh, wow. I think it's such a good idea. And I just real quick, back to your point about being a military spouse, I had a guest, and I can't remember what episode it is, Stacey Taylor. She had been a longtime active duty person, and she even said, you know, we talked about it on the podcast, that she had misconceptions, and she even apologized. She said, you know, I just did not give them a chance because I had a perception of what spouses were like. And it sounds like you kind of came to the same conclusion of what you thought and some of the reality. I mean, there's always going to be a bad side to everything, but you know, that you have come to embrace the military spouse world. So I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, I definitely had, you know, the perceptions that I'd seen from being an active duty member or that I'd heard. And of course, being a JAG, the only real experience that I have with military spouses are maybe, it's usually when somebody is going through a divorce, somebody wants legal assistance, a lot of complaining and upset on both sides. You know, I see people at their worst, sort of.
Right.
And I'd never really seen all of the contributions that the spouse has made. And even when I first separated, you know, I would identify as, you know, that first month or so, like, well, I'm a veteran, right? I served, yeah. I'm a veteran, and I still identify as that. But now I totally own my military spouse identity. And that's just because I've been with so many awesome spouses and seen what they do.
Yeah, they really do keep things humming along.
Exactly.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I love the concept of the yellow ribbon box, and it just sounds like an amazing, you know, gift to spouses. So if somebody's getting one, it's for deployed spouses, correct?
It is.
Or is it?
When your spouse is away. So we sort of advertise and use the word, you know, if your spouse is deployed. Mm-hmm. But being a former military member myself, I know sometimes your spouse could be gone for 4 months and it's considered a TDY, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not, we don't really limit it based on what your spouse's status is. It's more this, the fact that your spouse is away and they're not going to be home for a while.
Yeah. So if somebody is getting one, what's typically included in one of the boxes?
So we have two different boxes. I do a masculine and a feminine box. Obviously, just given the demographics, the feminine boxes are, you know, 90% of what we do. Mm-hmm. And the content of each box really is dependent upon the donations that we have at the time. So this is not a monthly subscription box where all the boxes sent in September are going to look the same. What I literally do is I sit down with my inventory, which is usually well organized. Sometimes it's not. I sit down, I pull out all my inventory in the office, and I say, okay, I got to start packing some boxes. And there's certain items that we have that are kind of staple items. I have a local spouse who makes soap, and I tend to usually have a good stock of her product and some candles. I have a girl who specifically makes yellow ribbon earrings. So I'll start packing with those staple items and then just start throwing in different things that we have to make what I think is a nice care package. Mm-hmm. So for our feminine care packages, you'll see anything from coffee mugs, coffee, soaps, bath bombs, earrings, necklaces, bracelets, a very wide variety of things. A lot of our spouses, you know, do the multi-level marketing businesses. So I get a lot of people who donate items from their Scentsy business or through like the essential oils. And that's one of the things that really surprised me when I was thinking of the types of items we might use. I was thinking more along the lines that people that create their own item, right? I make bath bombs, I make candles. Mm-hmm. But then I had a lot of spouses who do this multi-level marketing, and that is their business. That's their product. And they said, look, I want to donate 100 lavender essential oils. Awesome. Who doesn't need lavender oil when their spouse is deployed?
Yeah. So it sounds like just like a nice little pick-me-up, like something that will just brighten their day.
Exactly. And, you know, the same for our masculine boxes. There tends to be a little bit of a less variety. That's one of the things that I'm striving to make better. But you'll see, you know, masculine, you know, soaps, more of a masculine scented candle, coffee mugs, coffee, keychains. Like I said, a little bit of a less variety, and I'm really trying to branch out. We just recently got a large donation from Duke Cannon Soap Company. And they sent us soaps and these little, wipes that you can use like after a workout and some different items. And I'm sort of growing that every day and trying to support our masculine care packages, because I think that's a sort of an area where other businesses or other organizations lack. It's all sort of geared towards women.
Right, right. I think that's great. Well, how does it work as far as somebody receiving a care package? Do they just let you know, or does somebody else have to nominate them? Like, what is the process for that?
So we have two different categories, I'll say, of boxes. The first are donor sent. So if you go to our website, you'll see that anyone who makes a donation of $35 or more, so a minimum donation of $35, because of your donation, you're able to identify a care package recipient. And you just go in, you donate through the PayPal link, and in the notes, you say, I want to send a box to, and you give me their name and their address and masculine or feminine. So those are one type where the donors are actually picking who gets a box. Mm-hmm. And then the other type of boxes I call sponsored boxes. Those are boxes where the cost has been covered either through monetary donations, people donated money but didn't want to select their own recipient, or through, you know, all of the products inside and everything has been covered by a business. So those types of boxes, those sponsored boxes, I'll have unit representatives, so a commander, a first sergeant, a key spouse, someone who kind of knows the needs of the unit, reach out and say, hey, we'd really love to get some boxes for our spouses. In the past, I've been able to do a little more with COVID. Sort of our monetary and item donations have decreased a little bit. So I just got an email the other day for 9 boxes. I was able to easily do 9 sponsored boxes through a key spouse. I sent them out. If somebody's wanting to do a larger number, maybe 30 or 40 boxes, I do my best to work with them to get boxes in the hands of their spouses. However, you know, it might be a thing where I say, okay, I've got the boxes, but can the unit cover shipping? Or can we do something like a fundraiser? I've been looking at having units maybe start a, you know, the key spouse maybe does a Facebook fundraiser for Yellow Ribbon Box. And then once you hit your amount, then I can ship them out. So it really just, it's still in flux. We're still kind of new. And it's just based on the amount of donations that we have at the time and how many boxes have been sponsored.
So basically you need donations.
Exactly. Yes.
You're not picking up on it.
We need donations. Exactly. Yeah. And then the way that it's structured, those sort of sponsored boxes, for every two donor identified. So let's say you and I both donated $35 to send a box to a friend. For every two of those boxes, the cost of a sponsored box would be covered.
That's awesome. Well, I will have to talk to you offline because I do want to send you some more books. I had sent some and I have some other products and see if you're interested in. I'm writing myself a note right now because
books were surprisingly one of the most well-received items. I wasn't sure how they would go over. I'm like, I don't know. These are busy spouses. Do they have time to sit down and read? Mm-hmm. But books are definitely one of the most well-received items and the items that people tend to remember. They're like, oh yeah, I remember. I had this really good book in my box. Someone was just telling me that the other day about one of your books. So it was a little surprising to me that they're probably one of the most well-received items.
That's awesome. When my children were young and their dad was deployed, the bedtime routine could become something of a struggle, to say the least. Does your child also have separation anxiety, fears from moving, stress over deployments, nightmares, or trouble sleeping alone? This award-winning product can help. It's called the Magical Order of Brave Knights, and it was designed to help children cope with fear. It was created by a school psychologist who's also a military spouse. She came up with this product during one of her husband's deployments in order to help her own son who was struggling to adjust to life without his daddy. The Brave Knights kit comes with 3 unique products: the storybook that highlights themes of love, friendship, and courage and tells the tale of the Brave Knights. Next is the sweet, lovable teddy bear, Sir William the Brave Knight. Each night, children tell Sir William their fears and worries, giving up that burden to their brave knight so they sleep soundly while he stays on guard to protect them. The last and most magical part of the kit is a projecting flashlight that shines 8 images under the beds, in the closet, or on the walls to clear their room of anything that once scared them. I wish I would have had this when my own kids were young. The Brave Nights kit has won 3 prestigious awards, the 2020 Product of the Year Award for Fear and Anxiety from the Creative Child magazine, the Mom's Choice Gold Level Award, and the Tilly Wig Parents' Choice Award. Sir William the Brave Knight was designed to reduce bedtime stress and make the nightly routine enjoyable for parent and child. He also teaches children how to overcome their fears and encourages self-confidence. He'll be your child's new forever friend. You'll be interested to know that the company is veteran and military spouse owned, and they give a portion of all their sales to the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation to help military families out when they need it most. Get a Brave Knights kit for your little prince or princess at their website, magicalorderofbravenights.com, or on Amazon. There's a coupon code for 15% off on their website, and it's simply all caps, Sir William. Sweet dreams are just a click away. Okay, I didn't put this in questions for you, but just curious, as far as like if a unit is doing a fundraiser, can they donate, you know, is that something that you've had different units do, like designate you as a recipient for fundraisers? Is that something that's possible?
That would absolutely be possible. We've not had that yet, but any sort of, so I'll give the example as being part of the spouses club on base, right?
So
we're a private org and on base, and we can donate to any 501c3. Mm-hmm. So that's the Yellow Ribbon Box is a 501c3. I have had spouses clubs. So kind of before COVID, because I know a lot of people were hurting around COVID. But at the end of last winter, beginning of the spring, I had reached out to different spouses clubs for charitable donations. And we did receive charitable donations from spouses clubs. And the hope is to also start reaching out to them again once life returns to normal. So yes, we are a 501c3. So any sort of private org or unit could donate to us. Mm-hmm. And in addition, you know, anyone who wanted to donate, obviously can be a tax write-off for their business as well.
And that makes a ton of sense, because I did spouses groups for years and years, and we were always looking for charities to donate to that made a difference in the community. And I would definitely say yours fits that definition. So listeners, if you are interested, we will put a link so that you can connect with Yellow Ribbon Box and go to their site and contact them to find out more. So I think that would be amazing. I hope somebody will reach out to you because of that.
Yeah. That would absolutely be amazing. Because again, all of those funds go directly towards those sponsored boxes. So that way, when somebody says, look, we have some spouses, we really want to give them a pick me up. How many sponsored boxes do you have? The more money I have to sponsor them, the more I can offer.
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine, like, if you get a request for like a unit that's deployed, or, you know, a part of them are gone, that's a lot all at once. So yeah, that would be incredible. Well, can you share a few stories of recipients from the boxes, some of the feedback you've gotten?
Sure. So I was thinking about this question and how I wanted to answer this. And I don't have a specific story, but some of the best feedback, as I mentioned earlier, has been from our masculine care packages. I've just received a lot of feedback from people who are almost confused. Like, so wait, you do stuff for male spouses too? You know, I'm like, well, yes, I do. And people who were really excited, some female military members who are deployed who have found out about our organization, and they've sent their spouse a care package. You know, you've got the male spouse back home. So that's been some of the best feedback that I've got, because that was something that I wanted to do from the beginning, is we want to support all spouses. And I wanted to do a masculine and feminine box, because I also didn't really want to pigeonhole our recipients, because I don't care, you know, you might be a woman who just is not super feminine. You don't like the girly things. You're like, I'd rather have whatever's in the male spouse box. I prefer, you know, a tobacco and bay leaf scented candle over something, you know, something a little more fruity and girly. So that's why they're masculine and feminine. And we've gotten a lot of really positive feedback from that demographic who maybe hasn't been well supported in the past, because I have seen, you know, usually when people are donating to military spouses, it's all about the women, which is a, which is, I mean, it's 90% of our demographic, right?
But they're not even still, all the same. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not even all the same. Maybe they, I have plenty of friends who are like, nah, I'm good. I don't want the fruity lotion or the earrings. I'd rather have, you know, something, something a little different.
Mm-hmm. So I love that you're doing that. My next episode is with a male military spouse. And we were talking about this, like, this is still a problem, you know, where everything's swirly fonts and pink and, you know, bunco. And he said, it's not even just the males. There's a lot of women that that doesn't appeal to them. So I love that you are considering that. I think that's really important.
Yeah, it's always been important to me, because as a female military member, while I was mill to mill, I had plenty of friends who had a male spouse who was not in the military. So I would hear these stories of like, my spouse is having a hard time connecting because, again, the spouse is club on base. They're doing a, you know, little black dress event, and he doesn't own a little black dress. So those stories, obviously, just the affirmation that that demographic was in need and it is well received. And other stories, I had a unit, and they actually, it was a very large unit out of Tinker Air Force Base, whose all of their spouses were supposed to come home, and then COVID hits in early March. So they're like, they've got their welcome home banners up, right? They're like, they're on their way. And then it's like, nope, it's going to be delayed 14 days. It's going to be delayed 30 days. So this was a large unit that I did work with the key spouse of that unit. They did some of their own fundraising to help fund the boxes, because there were so many and we weren't in a place to have that many sponsored boxes, but their spouses were just very, very appreciative. Most of them had never heard of us before, which is typical. We're fairly new. And they were all in, you know, kind of a dark place, because they were, no kidding, waiting to receive their spouses, and then just kept getting told 14 more days, 14 more days. And I think their spouses ended up coming home something like 3 months later.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, are you putting them all together by yourself, or do you have help?
My 6.5-year-old is is somewhat helpful, though she has strong opinions what should go in each box. And I'm like, no, we can't put, I know you like those earrings, but we can't put all those earrings in one box. That wouldn't make for a good gift. So she's still learning a little bit about putting boxes together. But yeah, no, right now it's just me. And I've had some friends who have offered to help me pack boxes, but normally I do my box packing late at night after my kid's in bed. And then also when COVID hit, I just do it in the office of my home. So there was some, you know, sensitivity to having somebody come over in that close space and trying to practice good health precautions. So normally it's just me packing boxes and the dog laying next to me and my husband playing video games.
I love it. Casey, it just sounds like it's such a labor of love. Like that just is really meaningful that you are personally doing them. And I think, I hope that it will grow to the point where you have more than you can do on your own, that you need help. I think that would be an amazing thing to happen.
Yeah, I'm sort of excited and nervous for that time. I can be a bit of a type A personality. So part of me is like, how awesome would it be if I needed two or three more people to help pack these boxes? And then the other part's like, I don't know, I really want to be the one with eyes on every box. So
it's got that TLC touch.
Yeah, it's going to be bittersweet for me. I'd love to see it grow, but I do like to put my hands in literally every box.
I think that's amazing. I love that. Well, and what is the feedback from some of the businesses that you've worked with? Do you have any stories along those lines at all?
So I'm going to kind of answer your question in an indirect way. I'm not sure. I mean to be a lawyer on you. when I first started, my idea was that we could probably find some of these larger veteran and spouse-owned businesses to donate items, right? So I'm thinking some of the, there's a lot of veteran owned coffee companies out there. Mm-hmm. I don't, it's like actually a surprising amount. There's a surprising amount of those, interestingly. So I'm thinking, okay, bigger businesses. I'm going to go to these bigger businesses who have money and have, you know, product to spare. And we've had some success with that, but actually most of my success has been with these smaller Etsy shops and spouses who kind of do this as a hobby, but a way to make, you know, a little extra income. So they are very appreciative of the advertising that they get from the boxes. Where
we have a special connection to the experience as well, I would think. Sorry.
Exactly. No. Yeah. And I think that's why, I'm kind of thinking, okay, getting these bigger businesses to donate, it's a tax write-off, right? That's that's an incentive. Mm-hmm. And for the smaller businesses though, you're right. It is more of a connection. They want to help another spouse and they get their products maybe shipped to places that they weren't being shipped before, right? So one spouse gets a box at a base and it's got your product in it and they tell their friends about it. And that word of mouth advertising is definitely beneficial to them, way more beneficial than it is to the larger businesses.
That's true. That's really interesting. Do you have any promotions or any kind of programs coming up for the holiday season or something that you would want listeners to know about? Because I'm kind of thinking there might be an uptick in requests, but maybe I'm wrong.
So I'm actually interested to see what happens. So when we started shipping care packages, we got our 501c3 status a little over a year ago, and then we could actually start taking donations. And our first packages went out January 1st of last year, of 2020. So just a little over 10 months ago, that's when our first care packages went out. So I've not seen the request yet around the holiday season. Okay. And my prediction would be that we'll see more requests from people wanting to send their friend a box. Mm-hmm. So please just keep in mind, if you have a friend whose spouse is deployed and you have no idea what to get them, you can go in and donate to have a care package sent directly to them. All of our care packages, they're all a little bit different. If you follow us on Facebook or Instagram, you'll kind of see like, hey, we got these new products in. So you'll have a good idea of maybe like what I have in inventory that might go into the box. Mm-hmm. But for a $35 donation, you can select a recipient. All of our care packages have at least $40 worth of items in them. It really ranges anywhere from about $40 to $70 in value, just depending on what I have in stock at that time. So it's definitely, if you had no idea what to send them, you're at least getting $40 worth of products mailed directly to them for the $35 donation, which also goes towards helping fund additional boxes. And you'll also be giving them all military spouse and veteran-owned business products, which helps, helps market those businesses as well.
That's a great idea. That does sound like a great gift. So thanks for sharing that. And you did allude to, the effect of COVID on your program. And so how are you planning for what's coming next? How do we plan? Because we don't know what's coming next for sure. But where does that put you as far as Yellow Ribbon Box goes?
So when COVID first hit, there were a lot of things going through my mind. First, I hand packaged the boxes in my house, right? So what can I do? So I was wearing a mask when I was when I was packing them up and, Lysoling a lot. And then I saw a decrease in donations because a lot of our larger businesses that depend on that income were being hit. And then my smaller spouse-owned Etsy shops that maybe weren't being hit from the income side, they were having trouble getting the supplies they need for their products. A lot of fabric, a lot of, different things. So we did see a decrease. It kind of trickled down to where the decrease was happening around June and July, which happens to be PCS season. So I wasn't getting a ton of requests then anyway, but I'm really starting wanting to start building back up. And one of the ideas that I'd had was working with the units to do those fundraisers. So if you do have a larger unit and unfortunately we don't have enough sponsored boxes in queue ready to go, doing those Facebook fundraisers or, different fundraisers where you come to me and say, hey, I have 40 spouses. And I'm like, all right, here's the best deal I can do. Basically, covering shipping and a little bit of costs. I'm going to give them the best deal that I can because I just want to get those boxes out there. Mm-hmm. And how do we raise that money? So I've not had a unit take advantage of the Facebook fundraiser idea where they just kind of start it and share the link and get their friends to donate. And once they hit that goal, we send out the boxes. So I'd love to see somebody reach out and actually take advantage of that where they're just, you know, getting family and friends to donate money to Yellow Ribbon Box so we can get their boxes in the mail.
So is that something individuals or businesses can do as well, or is that just a unit-based type of fundraiser?
Anybody can start a Facebook fundraiser for us. So that's super easy. We're on Facebook's list, and we're also on Amazon Smile. So if you shop on Amazon, especially around the holidays, you're able to, through our Facebook page, I've put up links to go directly to it, or you can just go into your Amazon account and log into Amazon Smile. We're listed there as a 501c3, and you select us, and then a certain percentage of your qualifying purchases go to Yellow Ribbon Box. So I know I've made all my family do it, and that's a way that, you know, if you don't really have any extra money to donate, especially around the holidays when money gets tight, money you're going to spend anyway can actually be donated to Yellow Ribbon Box.
There's so many ways to help out. I think that's great. So yeah, if somebody's looking for a way to support you, I love it that there's a variety of different ways to donate, to share, all the things. And you're pretty active on Instagram, right?
Yes, we're on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram is where I try to share photos of like new products we've gotten in, or like a new cute little, you know, box that I've packed that I really liked how it looked. And that's where you can sort of get a peek at what my current inventory is. Again, you know, you might not get everything in that box, but you'll see the type of stuff that we've got in stock and we're putting in boxes.
I just love this whole thing. I just love spouses that are doing things like that makes such a big difference. It's that ripple effect. So I think it's great. Well, one of the questions I get a lot from listeners is tips for coping with the first time deployment. So before we, you know, we're kind of winding up our talk here, would you have any tips for somebody facing a first time deployment from your experience?
So my biggest thing with deployments is to have a routine. But then I've realized that you cannot start the routine after your spouse leaves. That is not helpful, and your life is crazy anyway. So what I like to do is start the routine before they leave. And that can be tough because you're trying to spend as much time with them as possible. And the routine you're probably starting is things without them. However, so for me, I like to do hot yoga. That's my thing. If I can get away and do a hot yoga class, which has obviously not happened in the last 6 months with COVID, but that's my thing. So what I would do is I would say, okay, I'm going to start doing hot yoga on Wednesday nights because I know once my spouse leaves, you know, I can get a babysitter on Wednesday nights, or, you know, whatever it is. And I start that routine before my spouse leaves. That way, after my spouse leaves, I still have that thing that I can look forward to once a week. And that's been really important to me, is just having a routine and also starting it a little bit before your spouse leaves. And sometimes it can kind of feel weird because you kind of almost feel like you're pushing them away. Like, I'm starting my life, what life is going to be like without you before you're even gone. But it really helps you, because waiting until they're gone and you've got all of those feelings and that chaos to try to start a routine, it's probably not going to happen. And I think my advice isn't novel. I think you hear a lot of people about, you know, start a routine and habits. But I think the one piece where people fail on that is they wait until their spouse leaves to do that.
Yeah. And you're just exhausted. So if you already have it in place, it's more natural.
It gives you something to look forward to. Look, they hop on a plane and they head out on Saturday morning, and you're sulking Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But guess what? You've already paid for that hot yoga class. So you better show up at that hot yoga class on Wednesday. Thing too, is I like to pay in advance for classes like that or whatever it is. So that way when obligated. I'm like, there's no way I can drag myself out of bed. And I was like, well, I just paid $30. So I better drag myself out of bed for that.
So I think I love it, because it's like a simple thing. And it's that those daily routines really do make a big difference. And I don't think that there's anything worse. There's not much that's worse those days before they leave. You kind of are, it's just the funk. And like you said, you know, start it before they leave, because it's going to be hard to get into something new after they're gone. But those days leading up to it, you're like, just, I wish they were gone. Then I feel guilty that they're, you know, that I wish they were gone, but I just want to get this countdown started, you know?
Right. It's kind of like the ripping off the Band-Aid. Like, can you just leave so I can get it over with and get you back home? Yeah. Those last few days will just be, they're really not that fun. Like I said, they're kind of draining because you see the writing on the wall, like you're leaving.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like the movies.
No, it is not. They are not like the happiest days of your life at all.
Yeah. And I always, you got to make time for that pre-deployment argument. That's always
at least once.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, before we close, was there anything else you wanted to share about the program or anything else? I'm going to do the quick five with you. That's super fun. But before that, I'm sure you're going to think it's fine. But did you have anything else you wanted to add that maybe I didn't ask?
The only thing that I would add is, it's probably not because you didn't ask, it's because I didn't think of it. I am really appreciative of any support that we can get. And I know not everybody is in a position to donate. So when people say, hey, what can I do if I don't have money to give to you? The easiest thing is to like and share our posts on social media to just get the word out. You know, as you've heard, we just started shipping care packages a little less than a year ago. So getting the word out is still really important to us. So the monetary donations are great and they're well appreciated, but just people liking our Facebook or Instagram pages and sharing our posts with others is a big help as well.
Yeah, that's really important. That's good. That's good. Well, we're going to have listeners learn a new side of you or another side of you. I always say this. I did this when I first started the podcast and I kind of quit doing it, and I'm bringing it back because I think it's fun and I think it shows listeners another side of you. So it's my quick five fun facts that people might not know about you. So here they are, just real quick. Not hard questions. So the first one is, are you a morning or night person? I feel like you might have already answered that a little bit.
Yeah. So in general, I enjoy my sleep. However, I do find myself to be a lot more productive at night because now I usually do things after my daughter goes to bed. So I would have to go with night person.
You have to just embrace it sometimes, right? Yeah. Okay. The second one is, do you prefer coffee, tea, or something else?
I'm going to go with something else. I do drink coffee every now and then. However, I have started drinking the Fizz Sticks. I don't know if you've heard of them from Arbonne. So a fellow military spouse, I wanted to support her business and she's an Arbonne consultant. And she got me hooked on these Fizz Sticks. You pour them in your water and they have healthy sources of caffeine and no sugar. So they give you that energy boost without some of the junk that comes with other stuff.
Oh, we'll have to check that out. So, okay. So you're a lawyer, you have this great career behind you and you're doing all these other things. So what is a hobby or skill of yours that might surprise people?
So I was going to go, I already brought up my hot yoga though, but I don't know that many of my friends know my love for hot yoga. And I'm actually surprisingly pretty good at it. So I really, that's something that I really like to do. And I give myself my me time. So if we could open up hot yoga studios again, I'd be really happy.
Somebody needs to get on that.
Yeah.
Okay. The fourth question is, what is the favorite item in your closet right now? I love this question because it's always interesting to hear what people say.
So mine would be a big chunky sweater. It has finally started cooling down in Northern California, especially in the evenings. And I love fall. So I have this big chunky sweater that I've probably had for over a decade. And it's just my favorite item. It's like a tan color, so you can mix it with any color scarf you want. And I will wear that all fall long, probably until it falls apart.
Is it cute though? Because I have one like that that's gray and my husband's like, oh, there's that sweater.
Well,
I was like, maybe I need to retire it.
My idea of what's cute in my husband's might be different as well. I love it because it's warm and I can mix it with all kinds of different scarves and it's like a new outfit every day with the same sweater.
It's a staple. It's your staple. All right. Last question is, what fictional family would you want to be a member of and why?
So you gave me these questions in advance and I thought about this and...
Oh, you weren't supposed to tell people that. This is all a surprise to you. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, goodness. Sorry. So I really thought about this and I could not think of a fictional family in the sense of like a mom, dad, and child. However, I am a huge fan of Law and Order SVU. So I decided I would just like to be a member of their work family. Everybody that works at the precinct with Detective Benson and Law and Order SVU.
Oh, that is so funny. I love it. You just went a whole different route with that. And that's great. See, we find out things we wouldn't have known otherwise. Well, it's been super fun talking to you, Casey. And I just wish you all the best with Yellow Ribbon Box and what you have coming up. So thank you again for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me and for being a supporter of Yellow Ribbon Box through having me on the show, to also the donations that you've made in the past. You've definitely had an impact on my business and on the way that we influence and support military spouses.
Oh, thank you for that. Well, I'm happy to do it. I love military families. So I just hope that this work can continue. And listeners, just remember, you can find out more of if you want to support Yellow Ribbon Box or nominate somebody for a box, make a donation, find out all the information at yellowribbonbox.org and find them on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll link to that. So make sure to connect with them. So thanks for listening, everybody. And I hope you have a great week wherever in the world this finds you. Thanks for listening to the MilSpouse Matters podcast. Connect with me at MilSpouseMatters.com or on social media as @MilSpouseMatters. You can find my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, on Amazon and other booksellers. Love the show? Please leave a 5-star review in whatever podcast player you're listening, and then share it with someone else who could use it too. Until next time, have a great week.